The sermon this morning is All Creation is Called to Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Let's be still for a moment as we draw near to worship God. May we take these few moments to remind ourselves why we are gathered here together. May we listen and hear God speak even when the background noise of this world is all around us. Into your presence we come, God of grace and God of peace, who was and is and ever shall be the eternal one. Into fellowship we come, bound together in the love that died and rose again for us, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I will be sharing from Psalm 148 this morning, and you will hear the happiness found in the praising of the Lord. Rejoicing and being close to the Lord results in expressing feelings of gratitude in a heartfelt manner. All of creation is called to praise the Lord. Let's begin with Psalm 148, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. That reiterates the title of our sermon, All of Creation is Called to Praise God. In Isaiah 55, verse 12, it reads, "You will go out to joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all these trees of the field will clap their hands." The angels, the stars, the universe, they all praise God's creation. Charles Spurgeon wrote about why the heavens should praise the Lord. He wrote, "Therefore, ought the Lord be praised because he is preserver as well as the creator, ruler as well as the maker." We all have a reason to praise God because his creation and because of his creation and because of his word shared with each of us. When I pick up my Bible, I often in my mind say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being you, Lord. Thank you for these words." Before I even open it, I'm giving him thanks. I'm praising him for all that he has shared with us. When you got up Christmas morning, or even this morning, were you filled with joy? Joy for Jesus. Were you ready to celebrate his birth on Christmas morning? Did you say, "Thank you, Lord"? Perhaps on your way here, you were saying, "Thank you for safe travels." Those of you that are home might be saying, "Thank you, I needed this time to sit at home and praise you." You know, showing your joy for Jesus is very contagious in a very positive way. This is what Jesus wants. Jesus wants the love and warmth of God's light to reflect off of you and to reflect on to others. And you know, when our children and teenagers are here at church, that's what they see. They see the love of Jesus in your hearts. And that's what makes them smile. We ought to think of ourselves as being very blessed to be on the never-ending road of rejoicing in the Lord. And pray for those who are waiting. I don't need the Lord right now, but I'll need him later on. Pray for those who are waiting, that they will accept him now and live their lives for him. My sister shared with me that she had heard a sermon where a person had asked the pastor you know, I love Jesus, but how do I know that Jesus loves me? And the pastor said, well, you are in the palm of his hand. And the person said, well, what if some mornings I just want to jump off? And the pastor said, well, how big do you think the hand of Jesus is? His hand holds the world. He won't let you jump off. How do I know Jesus loves me? Think of your blessings, count your blessings, and know that you are in the palm of his hands. Rejoice in knowing that. Some Bible versions, as I was reading through and studying for the sermon this morning, were using the term praise Yah or Yahweh. They mean praise the Lord. And when it reads Alleluia, it means to invite others to praise the Lord. Remember I told you about my friend Karen, who quite frequently ends her conversations with Alleluia, or it's so good to see you, Alleluia. She verbally says it quite frequently throughout her day. And it's actually inviting others to praise the Lord. The whole earth is being summoned to praise the Lord. Let's return to Psalm 148, verse 7. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, your mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. You might be saying, what? How do the trees praise him? I don't get that. Well, they fulfill their promise by fulfilling their purpose. And when a tree blooms or provides fruit or restores oxygen to this world, they are praising the Lord. When the stars are shining at night and you feel peace while you're looking at the stars, they are praising the Lord. When the soft snow, white, silences the earth, the snow is praising the Lord, fulfilling their purpose. It was the human race that came along and messed up the world with hatred and selfishness and robberies and murders. That is when Jesus was sent to save us. The people of Israel knew Yahweh would point to God's covenants. He would rise up for his people a horn. This image is to recognize that this people would rise up in power, vigor, and dignity. What joy we would feel if we could see and hear all the earth praising God. Maybe we'll look at things differently on our drive home and ponder, how are these things praising God, those things that are fulfilling their purpose? In Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, it says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth at the name of Jesus. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus endured the weight of our sin on the cross. His Father God exalted him to the highest place. Is your relationship with Jesus Christ personal and meaningful? You're not putting it on hold until you need him, are you? Are you faithful in honoring his covenants? Are you shining with his light? I called Gerald's daughter this week to see how he was doing. He's dealing with some cancer issues off his skin. It's been an ongoing thing for him. And he is doing very well. And I said how wonderful of a man I thought he was. And his daughter, Donna, just shared how his light is shining for Jesus. How positive he is. How he's the light for the world to see. It was like a little mini service from her, but it was just so precious. She honors Jesus, she honors her Father, and she sees the light of Jesus in him. Will our kids talk about us that way? I encourage you to get into his word and learn of good qualities that can become your qualities, along with humility and a desire to serve others. I continue to hear stories of young adults being pulled into the ways of this world, and it's tough. Sometimes doing the right thing can be very lonely, especially with the amount of social media being bombarded these days. Choices and influence that pull us away from the Lord should be avoided. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to guide you and to bless you with instruction and protection. And be patient as you follow Jesus' lead in your life. James 1:4 says, "Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Isaiah 55:12 reads, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." The angels, the stars, the universe, they praise God for his creation. No one else deserves such praise. All creation is called to praise the Lord. To this, Spurgeon wrote, "He is good to all, but he is God to his people." Our Lord is a blessing to his people, and he so wants to draw closer to each of us. Moses finished his blessings of the tribes of Israel by sharing, "Blessed are you, Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord? He is your shield and helper and your glorious sword, and your enemies will cower before you, and you will tread on their heights." And that is from Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. We need to remember those that are involved in that war. We need to pray that God's will be done. The war in Israel and Gaza. God uses his greatness on behalf of his people. God protects. God protects his children. This is from Galatians 4, starting at verse 4. Galatians 4, starting at verse 4. "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. When the timing was right, Jesus came into God's redemptive plan. The world needed Jesus. He was born of a woman. Jesus is God and he is man, and he has the ability to redeem us. We are all called to trust in God. We are his children. As his children, we're able to cry out, Abba, Father. I've heard some pastors say, Daddy. Call out and say, Daddy. Right? Abba, Father. And when we do, we receive the Spirit of his Son in our hearts. We are called out to continuously praise him. He gave us the most precious gift, his Son, Jesus Christ. With this gift, we are full heirs to all that God has promised. Should we fall? Probably, but we will be forgiven. Should we fall, we will be redeemed. God's gift to us will never be revoked, will never be canceled, and never withdrawn. Find your way back to him. If you are struggling, he is there for you, and you can find your way back to him. God gave us this pure gift of Jesus, and we are never alone. We pray always that when we praise God in prayer, song, and through the services, we are drawing closer to him. We pray that as we listen long enough to hear the words that he shares, we recognize how much he loves us. And we pray that we feel his rejoicing as we praise him. You bring a smile to his face. You bring love to his heart when you praise him for all he has done. Let the earth rejoice. Let us pray. Father God, our peace. Give us the strength to live out your call for peace and love in this world. Remind us that your love and grace reaches beyond our understanding. Those others will be touched through your love in our lives, and we are thankful for that. Guide us and all of creation to praise you each day. Give us a spirit of love in supporting those who have felt called to serve you in the name of peace, especially serving you in times of war. Forgive us our sins and times that we lack grace. Energize and invigorate Christ's message of peace in our daily lives. Dear Lord, guide our feet in ways of your love, hope, joy, and peace. We ask these things in humility. Hear our prayers. In the name of Jesus, amen.